Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. What's up? How y'all doing? Glad to be here again. Hey, everybody, thank you for those who do listen every week. I appreciate it. Tell a friend, tell your mother, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell somebody, tell a friend. Tell a friend, tell somebody about my podcast. I know I need to do a lot better with promoting it. But, there's no buts. I don't want to be annoying. Maybe I need to put it on iTunes or Stitcher or something. But, I really appreciate you guys, listening every week. Thank you so much. And, let's just get into it. I kind of have a few different, none of this shit connects this week. It's kind of random subjects that I kind of want to talk about this week. Kind of like every week, but I feel like I'm kind of all over the place. This past weekend, we had the NBA All-Star Weekend, which was, honestly, this was probably my, it's been a while since I really actually sat down and watched everything, and this year wasn't any different than the last few, and it kind of scares me, man, because I find myself watching less and less NBA. Now, as a teenager, I would watch Big Monday, Super Tuesday. I forgot about Wednesday night, but I was watching 3-4 games a night, 2-3 times a week. I knew everybody that was coming out. I knew everybody in the league. I watch the games now, and I don't recognize half the people, And it's just, I don't know what it is. It kind of scares me because I know I love basketball, but I just haven't been watching it the last few years like I usually have, man. I'm usually up on everything. I don't even really watch SportsCenter that much anymore. I don't know what it is. I remember growing up and I was really into basketball, football. I was I watched some playoffs. But in high school, I loved Monday Night Football because it came on 9 o'clock. I could relax. I could chill, fall asleep watching it. I don't know. That was just relaxing to me. Not a huge Sunday game watcher, but I love Monday Night Football. But in high school, in my early 20s, NBA, I watched as many games as I could, man. Tuesday, we got this game, the East Coast game, the West Coast game. I knew the big game that was coming on Sunday. But now I just don't. And we have LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Westbrook. Kobe's still playing. We have a lot of great players in the league. And I really just don't watch as much basketball. And I don't know why, but it scares me. I'm slowly turning into my dad because my dad knew a lot about 70s and 80s basketball. But my dad didn't watch a lot of, not a whole lot. But he knew Jordan, the Knicks, the Bulls teams. But other than that, even though I knew my dad loved the game, he's no longer with us, but he is. I know my dad loves basketball, but he just didn't watch it as much. And I used to be like, how the fuck can he not watch basketball? How can you not watch sports? And I slowly find myself, probably around the same age he was, just not watching as much. Even this All-Star Weekend, man, I didn't watch that team challenge thing where you got to hit the layup, then the mid-range, then the three-point. I didn't watch any of that. Didn't care for that. Watched a three-point contest. I wanted to see that. Kind of rooting for Kyle Korver, but I kind of had a feeling that it was going to come down to the two Golden State Warrior players, the two light-skinned brothers, the Splash Brothers. I can't even think of their names right now. Curry and I can't even think of the other dude's name. Curry and the other light-skinned mixed dude. That was cool, but damn it, I sound old. Okay. I sound like I'm complaining. I understand it makes it a little bit more exciting. It's different, but I honestly really didn't care for the Moneyball rack. It kind of inflated the scores. So, I don't know. But other than that, there were some great displays of long range shooting. I loved to watch, the sharpshooters shoot. It was cool to see, but Not a huge fan of the Moneyball rack, but things have to evolve over time, man. They have to change. I'm always harping on people who complain about how society isn't what it was back in the 1940s, but it's fucking better. That's probably better if they put the money ball rack in. Back in the 70s and 80s, just having a two-point ball, that was probably some radical shit. So, hey, you know what? We're going to do a whole rack with two-point balls. Different time, different type of fans. You know, they want to see different things. And you know what? It was exciting. I have to admit, it was exciting when you saw a guy get to the two-point ball rack. That sounds really fucking weird. But I do kind of like the fact that they could put it where they want it. That was kind of cool. There was some strategery there, if you will. So that was kind of cool. But at first, I was like, this two-point money ball whole rack. I was like, I don't know. But I enjoyed that. Dunk contest, wanting to see that. I got to admit, man, this maybe because I'm older and I know I'm not going to make it to the NBA anymore. I think every – hold on 1 second. I got to cough. I got to pause it. And we're back. You probably couldn't even tell. I had to cough really bad. But what was I saying? Oh, you know what? I think it's not as exciting to me anymore because I'm almost 35. All right? One dude in there, he was 19. Almost twice this dude's age. I think when you're young, you know, you have the ideas of grandeur. Like, that could be, even though I can't even jump over a fucking crack in the sidewalk. But, you know, you kind of fantasize that could be you. You know, even though it's a .00000 point, damn, that's 2 points. It's a lot of zeros. It's like point quadruple 0.01 or 1,000 zeros in a 1% chance that you're going to make it to the NBA and get in the dunk contest. But that sliver of hope is there. Like, my shit is now completely all zeros. I'm not going to the league. And side note, most of you niggas playing in church leagues and you're 34, you're not going to the league either. Give it up. Get a fucking job. The shit's over. You're not going to the NBA, buddy. The shit's not going to happen. Sorry. But dunk contest, it went through some rough years where it was painful to watch. They had that wheel you had to spin and you know, pretty much basically whatever the dunk it landed on, you had to do that dunk. It just got silly and stupid for about 5 to 6 years, maybe even 10 years. No, I'm not going to say 10. About 5 to 7 years, it got really lame. They started trying to do too much. It got boring. Then they tried to overdo it. They overcorrected, and the shit got crazy and stupid. And then now it's starting to come back and be, quote unquote, normal again, and watchable. But Zach LaVine from Minnesota, I believe, he put on a great show. Oladipo was good. The rest of the dudes, like what's it, Mason Plumlee. Look, I know I can't do any of the shit that they did. And that Greek Freak, terrible. It's just you. Like, if you don't make the dunk in the first couple tries, it's just anticlimactic. It just when you finally get it, it's not as cool. And I think that's where Zach LaVine really stole the show. He landed his dunks pretty quick. If I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he landed all his dunks the first time. I could be wrong. Maybe that, did he do that 360 or that 720 dunk? But he landed his dunks pretty quickly. So when it happened, there was a lot of awe, a lot of amazement, a lot of excitement when he made his dunks, because they were very, very early in his attempts. So when you get a minute and you make your dunk 50 seconds in, it just kind of takes everything out of it. Mason Plumlee, terrible. Horrible. White people, now you see how we feel when we see some nigga fucking up, and we're like, please just stop. You're making us look bad. That's pretty much what Mason Plumlee did this past weekend. He made all white people look bad at the dunk contest. I know y'all had parties. He was a great white hope. Y'all thought he was going to bring it home. Y'all thought this was some 2008 Obama shit, but it didn't happen. No, you can't. Just remember that. No, you can't. We gave y'all one. That's it. Like, y'all gave us one. We gave y'all one dunk contest. That's it. sober. But Zach Levine, he was dope. People trying to compare it to Vince Carter. I don't know if I would go that far, but then again, I'm kind of impartial. That was my generation. You know what? Maybe as far as like dunk contest, dunks, it ranks up there. But as far as being a dunker, I wouldn't even compare Zach Levine to Vince Carter. He had probably two of the top 10 dunks of all time. One being the Olympics dunk. And I would put the dunk that he had on Alonzo Mourning back in the day. I would put that in the top 10. But that's me. That's just debatable. So, I enjoyed watching that. Didn't watch any of the game. None of the game. I watched some of the highlights. I just, I don't know why, but it scares me that I don't watch as much basketball. I don't know what the fear is. I don't know why that would be scary, but it is to me. But when the playoffs come around, I do get into the playoffs. Kind of like football. But as far as the season, I haven't watched much season at all, if any, to be honest. Damn, when I spent 11 minutes talking about the NBA, and I feel stupid. Sorry if you're not into sports. Next topic. Have you guys seen this news story about the Chapel Hill shooting where this crazy-ass dude, his name is like something Hick, Craig Hicks, apparently shot and killed three Muslim students over a parking spot in an apartment complex. Now, from what I've seen in the news so far, it's just in this certain media outlets, just like any other story where victims are black the victim, depending on how you look at the story, the victim could be the person that quote unquote defended themselves or whatever. But whenever there's like a black guy shot by a cop or by a white guy, you know, in the name of self-defense, race plays a huge issue, you know. And a lot of the media outlets try to use the criminal history of the overall, you know, 18 to 35 year old black men as an excuse. You know, the same people that always say, hey, why does race even have to play an issue? They always want to throw that shit around, or black on black crime whenever a black man's killed by a police officer or a white or non-white or a non-black person. But so apparently I've just noticed a few of these media outlets, they're really focusing on the fact that this isn't a hate crime. You know, when the story broke, I was like, oh, man, crazy white dude kills Muslims. Probably some hate shit. But, you know, they go on his Facebook page and they see that he's like a really anti-theist type person. He has a lot of atheist language on his page, a lot of atheist posts. He hates Christianity. He hates Islam. He just hates religion as an institution overall. So it just bothers me like that people are, it seems like they're trying to focus on the fact that, no, see, this isn't a hate crime. This guy is, you know, he just didn't like religion. See, I mean, it's not a hate crime. It's just like they're trying to focus on that for some reason, that this is not a hate crime. Not focusing on the fact that this dude killed three people over a fucking parking spot. Even if it wasn't a hate crime, how does it make it any better? Is it any better? To me, first of all, it's dumb to kill somebody over your religion anyway. Just as dumb to kill somebody over a parking spot. But if it was religion, you could at least say it was religion. I can understand, not that I can understand it, but that shit's been done. The shit's going on now. It's easier for people to wrap their brains around. And again, I'm not condoning, you know, religious killings at all. To me, it makes no sense. But it's something that people they're used to. They're at least used to hearing. Especially in the last, 14, 15 years. This is how the world is now. Religious killings and shit. We can understand that. But to kill somebody over a parking spot, bothers me, man, to kill somebody over a parking spot. It's sick. But somehow there's certain media outlets that feel like that proving this man, like that's their goal, is to prove that this shit wasn't a hate crime. He obviously hated him at that moment. That just, to me, it makes no sense. It's like, let's focus on the fact that this man murdered three people, regardless of if it was a hate crime or not. Let's focus on that. It's just, they're trying to prove that he's not that crazy guy. Somehow almost like justifying what he did in some kind of weird way. And I'm pretty sure they've said they're not justifying it, but to try to like, no, look at his Facebook pages, see? It's like, what, dude, what the fuck does it matter? The dude's crazy. It bothers me that's the focus for certain media outlets, that they're hell-bent on proving that this wasn't a hate crime. Ugh. But let it go the other way around, and we definitely would hear if you had some Muslim dude, you know, kill three people over a parking spot. I'm pretty sure somehow they would try to find a way to tie it to ISIS or the Quran, or he went to Pakistan to visit some family and that shit has something to do with it. I don't know. They'd go on his Twitter page. Yeah. It's funny how they use their social media against you or try to use it for you in your defense in certain places. Oh, speaking of that, too, Kevin Durant, I guess yesterday he told the media that they pretty much don't know shit and he wouldn't talk to him. And it's that's hilarious because Kevin Durant has been a poster boy for the NBA since he's come in the league. And now all of a sudden he's made one negative comment, you know, towards the let's say police. Did I say police? Media. Did I say that? I can't remember what I said, but he's been a poster boy for the NBA. You know, now that he, I don't know why I thought I said police, but one negative thing about the media, now all of a sudden they don't want to even believe if his speech about his mom being the real hero or the real all-star or the real MVP, if that was even real. It's to me, the media, they're so full of shit. They talk so much shit about these athletes. And as soon as these guys don't want to cooperate with them, they become pieces of shit. Mike Greenberg on Mike and Mike said it this morning. He said that the reporters and the media personalities are probably some of the most thin-skinned people on the planet. It's just there's just as many egos, if not more, in the sports media world than on the court. It has to be more. There's way more writers than there are athletes. Way more. I mean, these guys for years, you ask them the same dumb questions. And I've talked about this in my podcast before. You ask these guys the same dumb questions over and over again. People get sick of the shit. They get sick of it. It's just now people are just trying to find dirt. They talked about it on Mike and Mike, man. They said back in the day, they had guys, beat writers and stuff that would hang out with the team, hang out with the players. They would see shit going on that shouldn't have been going on, not condoning any of that behavior. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But they wouldn't report on that. Like if they saw a dude that was, you know, out 2 o'clock in the morning at a club, stripper on his lap, they know this guy's married with a couple kids. They're not going to write about that. But now they can't wait. That shit will be on Twitter with the picture or Instagram as soon as it happens. It's the TMZ mentality, man. Everybody, they want to be the, you know, the one who break the story. Especially when it comes to that type of stuff, man. It's crazy. Last but not least, talk about Walking Dead. Again, kind of an artsy, in my opinion, kind of an artsy episode. I need to go back and watch it again. Not a whole lot happened. But I think there was a lot of religious undertones to that episode. I enjoyed it. I think it was kind of slow, but I don't mind development. I know how they do the show. I feel like something big is going to happen, And spoiler alert, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. So if you haven't watched it and you want to watch it, just please turn it off now. Aaron shows up at the end. And Aaron is from Alexandria, one of another settlement that they reach later on in the storyline. So it's going to be cool to see how they interact with him and how that's going to be different than the comic books. It kind of had that whole weird vibe, like in Lost. If you guys watched Lost, and damn it, I can't remember the dude's name, but remember the guy. If you watched it, remember the guy they found out in the woods, and he claimed that him and his wife are air ballooning. I can't remember his name, but it kind of had that feel where, you know, this stranger shows up. He's really clean. They're like, yeah, who the fuck is this dude? Super nice. He looks like he's in good condition, like he has a lot of supplies, maybe some running water, all that type of stuff. It's kind of weird. Like the whole scene with the walkers trying to storm the barn, and they had the storm outside, and then the next scene they wake up, like a huge tornado or something blew through there and killing all the walkers. That seemed to be kind of like on some biblical thing. I don't know. It just seemed to be kind of like artsy, a lot of like religious biblical undertones to it. Need to watch it again. I enjoyed it. Looking forward to next week to see how they're going to deal with Aaron and how they're going to meet the Alexandria group. I think that's it. There's a show. That's a show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm sorry I talked about NBA for so long. I apologize. And I'll see y'all next week. Hopefully I'll get to open for a pretty good big, he's semi-famous comic next week. Hopefully I'll have some good news for you guys next week. I'm just waiting to hear back from the venue. As soon as they hear back from this dude's agent, I'll let everybody know. So, again, thank you. At Chris Allen Comedy. Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. Instagram, NegroPleaseRadio@gmail.com if you want to email the podcast. I don't get any emails, so that's the email address. All right, peace out, y'all.